all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. So wrote William Shakespeare in his play As You Like It. Should you find yourself sitting in front of an actual stage, you may find that the players portray the most comically absurd situations for you and your fellow audience members to laugh at. Other times, you may find that the actors offer up a more melancholy picture, those moments that inspire deep reflection or even evoke a tear or two. As we continue our series of stories looking at the upcoming theater season in the region, we turn our attention to the dramatic. Just because we're calling these productions dramas, it's not to say that they aren't without their moments of humor, but their plots tend to revolve around more than slapstick comedy. The University Theater will return for its 62nd season in September. Andrew Gibbs is the chairman of the University of Arkansas Drama Department. This is his 35th year at the university, and he is going on his 20th year as the department chairman.
We're opening with a piece called 33 Variations by Moises Kaufman, a play that recently played in New York. It addresses some interesting historic issues. The play takes place in both current time and in the age of the musician composer Beethoven, and the principal character is a victim of ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and as she's a music scholar, and as she is approaching what may very well be her final research project, she's become fascinated with Beethoven, and is pursuing his life as depicted by characters in the play set in his time. At the same time, we're dealing with her issues, not only with her research, but with her health. And an interesting development is that the ALS Society here in town has become engaged with what we're doing, and they are going to be serving as advisors for us. And the show will focus a bit, at least, on how this really terrible illness is being handled, coped with, researched, and so on.
If the name Moises Kaufman sounds familiar, it might be because the playwright was on the U of A campus last fall when he presented a workshop as part of the McElroy Family Visiting Professor program. In November, Rogers Little Theater will debut Checks and Balances, a production whose playwright also visited the area last year. Ed McClure, Productions Chairman for RLT, says they are exceedingly excited about the show, which will be RLT's first fully staged professional production.
Oren Safdie was here a year ago. He allowed us to do a scripted reading of his show, Private Jokes, Public Places. He is a very gifted playwright. His father is the architect for Crystal Bridges, and we got to meet Oren through that connection and through the opening of Crystal Bridges. He is nice enough to have given us the opportunity to premiere this his play that he's going to direct. We have auditions for professional actors that will be announced in Actors Equity here coming up, and we will be hiring those actors. It's going to be a fully mounted professional production of his show, and it's a fascinating both funny and dramatic script that sort of asks really hard questions. And I think the fascinating thing about his work is you never know what his point of view is, in the sense that you never know who the hero is, you never know who the villain is, and you never know who's right and who's wrong. And it's really thought-provoking, and it's going to be exciting. And it's going to be exciting to see the world premiere and see a show that probably is going to go on to New York and is going to have premiered at our little theater here in Rogers, Arkansas. So we're really excited about that.
In January, the Alma Performing Arts Center will mount its production of the drama/comedy Do Not Go Gentle, which tells the story of a recently deceased 84-year-old woman who discovers she can't move on until she mends some rifts in her family. As is customary, the Art Center of the Ozarks will roll out its murder mystery in February. Director of theater Harry Blundell says this season's selection is a psychological thriller.
It's an older play. It's called Night Must Fall, written by Emlyn Williams. It was
a very popular play, but one that isn't done very often anymore because a couple of generations later, people don't even know that name. But it is it's a great movie that has Rosalind Russell and Elizabeth Montgomery, the bewitched girl, has her dad in the movie, and Dame May Whitty, and it's kind of this mystery, murder mystery. Somebody goes missing, and there's a wig case with something in it that nobody can quite decide what could possibly be in that wig hat case. So that's a great show.
The University Theater will present the second drama in its season in late February with a couple of performances of A Streetcar Named Desire. Rogers Little Theater Productions Chairman Ed McClure says RLT will perform another recent script in May with Love, Loss, and What I Wore, which was written by Delia Ephron and the recently deceased Nora Ephron.
It's basically kind of just the story of women and women growing up and what it's like to be a woman, all told from the standpoint of important things in women's lives, but these women tell their story, but they can always remember what it was they were wearing when these important things happened. And those performances are May 3rd through the 11th, and there's going to be a special Mother's Day pink ribbon brunch on May the 12th. So we're looking forward to that, and it's very timely with the passing of Nora Ephron, but she certainly spoke to a generation of men and women with her insights to the to relationships, and Love, Loss, and What I Wore is both hilarious and just really, really insightful.
RLT will give equal time to local fathers in June with its production of Lombardi. RLT has also planned a Father's Day tailgate brunch on June 16th to go along with two weekends worth of shows.
This is a really awesome script that, tells the story of Vince Lombardi and his wife, and they're moved to Green Bay and what that was like in the early 60s. And we're really excited to get both those scripts. As I said, Love, Lost, and What I Wore is still playing in New York. Lombardi just closed. We were really, really surprised to get, as a matter of fact, we were really holding publication of our season, hoping to get them. We had two shows ready to go because we didn't think we would get them, but we did, and we were ecstatic to get both of those. And that's one of the things the Rogers Little Theater has tried to do, is to really try to have a good mixture of old and new, and so we're excited about both of those.
For more information on the upcoming theater season, visit OzarksAtLarge.com.